107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's Greatest Hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. Usually we chat on Fridays, but with the Easter long weekend coming up, we're chatting today. Joining us on the phone line is Sydney Brennan, your dietitian at Zehrs, with our recipe of the week. Good morning, Sydney.
Good morning, Jamie. Thanks so much for having me on this rainy and windy Thursday.
Oh, it's our absolute pleasure. And just kind of kickstarting our Easter long weekend even just a little bit earlier. So it's good to have you on the phone lines a day early. It's our recipe of the week. And Sydney, what do you have for us?
Yeah, so I wanted to wish a happy Easter to everyone who is celebrating this weekend. And this week's recipe is perfect if you're in charge of bringing a side dish to a family get-together. It's called antipasto couscous salad.
Okay, this sounds like a nice side dish. Sydney, take it away.
Yeah, so to make this recipe in a saucepan, you're going to heat a tablespoon of oil over medium heat, add one package of couscous and cook for about 3 to 4 minutes or until it's lightly browned. Then add 2.5 cups of reduced sodium chicken broth. Bring that to a boil, then reduce the heat to low, cover and simmer for about 8 minutes or until your couscous is tender and all the liquid has been absorbed. Meanwhile, in a large frying pan, you're going to want to cook 1 cup of cherry tomatoes for about 3 minutes. Then stir in pitted Kalamata olives, 1 jar of marinated artichoke hearts, 1/4 cup of white wine vinegar, and a bit of garlic, and cook that for another few minutes. Then transfer your veggies and cooked couscous to a large bowl. Stir in a handful of chopped green onions and 2.5 cups of watercress or any other leafy green if you want some extra crunch in there. And then serve it at your family dinners this weekend and be prepared to receive all of the compliments about this delicious Mediterranean-inspired dish.
And just be sure to mention that Sydney Brennan got you all the details. And again, we'll have that salad recipe of the week available on our Facebook page, Twitter, and website with mystraffordnow.com. And Sydney, that sounds like a great salad, again, for maybe for the Easter long weekend or for other get-togethers. Something maybe not traditional, but just a little different. And it sounds good.
Exactly. You got some veggies in there. And you know what? If you have leftovers, just add some cooked chicken or some cooked shrimp and you've got a whole new meal.
All right. Of course, our recipe of the week with Sydney Brennan. Now, Sydney, you have a webinar that's coming up for Tuesday, April 26th.
Yes, I do. So myself and my colleague, Cheryl Pedler, we have a webinar called Ditch the Diet coming up on April 26th. From 6 to 7 p.m. You can find all the details and the link to sign up on my Facebook page, but you really will learn why diets don't work and how you can eat in a way that honors both your health and your taste buds without having to track portions or count calories.
And I like the time of this webinar. For folks that are working through the day or if evenings are better, this is a 6 p.m. webinar. So for a lot of folks, that's quite convenient.
Exactly. And it will be recorded as well. So even if you can't make that time, you can always watch it afterwards too.
Okay. Ditch the Diet webinar is Tuesday, April 26th. Again, full details on Sydney Brennan's Facebook page. And Sydney, we've had lots of response and questions about the school field trips that are available with Zehrs. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yes, absolutely. So if you're a teacher or you work at a school or you know somebody who works at a school, we are offering school nutrition field trips at Zehrs Stratford. So if you want to get in contact with me to find out more information on that, you can reach me at my email address, which is listed on my Facebook page, Sydney B, your dietitian at Zehrs. And my phone number is also on there as well. So we offer those for students all the way from kindergarten up to grade 12, and we can customize them for your curriculum.
Yeah, what an amazing opportunity. School nutrition field trips at Zehrs. So yes, take advantage of that. That's a great opportunity. Now, Sydney, Easter long weekend coming up. Are we going to see the kittens in any Easter bunny outfits?
You know what? Maybe stay tuned for that next week. I'm going to see if I can get some bunny ears on them. But for sure, I think we'll maybe be doing an Easter egg hunt with some cat treats.
Sounds good. Sydney Brennan, you're a dietitian at Zehrs with, of course, our recipe of the week. Sydney, always a pleasure chatting. And thanks for chatting a little earlier this week. And have an absolutely wonderful Easter long weekend.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Jamie. And happy Easter to everyone.